The State House of Representatives has signed off on a plan to close and clean up Duke Energy's 33 coal ash ponds. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
The ash in the ponds is a contamination threat to waterways, and Duke Energy says it could cost up to $10 billion to remove all of it. In a House debate today, Democratic leader Larry Hall asked who would pay for the cleanup.
The ratepayers really should not be penalized further in this bill. That's the big elephant in the room.
The bill would prevent Duke from charging customers until December 2016. Representative Ruth Samuelson is a Republican from Mecklenburg County. She pointed out any rate increase would need to be approved by the Utilities Commission.
We have a public staff that is going to address all the concerns that our minority leader brought up, and they are concerns as to how things are going to be paid for. That's what the public staff does.
The bill would also make it a Class 2 misdemeanor to knowingly make false statements about maintenance of ponds. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.